Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair. Thank you all for joining us again for our daily overview of the Quran. So today, what I will be going over today is regarding the message of the Quran, specifically Juz 7. This is our seventh session, and I will be going over Juz 7, which covers Surah Al-Ma'idah, the rest of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and Surah Al-An'am. Before I begin, I'd like to just mention here that this series is brought to you by Helping Hand. Helping Hand has been a trusted partner for Qalam for many years. They've served people in need around the globe since 2005 with a focus on international relief and development. Since its inception, they have assisted millions in need with emergency aid and have lifted thousands out of poverty with their long-term assistance programs. This Ramadan, Helping Hand is focusing on continuing its fight to eradicate hunger across the world with the Share Your Plate campaign. To learn more, visit hhrd.org/qalam. Bismillah. So I'd like to begin, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I'd like to begin here to talk about Surah Al-Ma'idah. Now, my previous colleague, Sheikh Uwais Namazi, he spoke yesterday regarding Surah Al-Ma'idah, and he began the discussion with Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah is the fifth surah in the Quran, and it is a Madani surah. Our Madani surahs, our surahs that are chapters of the Quran that were revealed in Medina, focus a lot more regarding the ahkam, the rulings that are relevant to us and what we do. And it starts discussing regarding the Jews and the Christians, because when the Muslims moved to Medina, they encountered a lot more Jews and Christians. And so a lot of the verses address them and address their message. So in this surah, what we're going to be seeing, and what we have seen yesterday as well, we saw a lot regarding commandments for Muslims, regarding what is halal and what is haram. And then it continued, the surah continued and talked about admonitions to the Muslims regarding that we need to follow the message of Islam. Then it goes on and it goes on until the end of the surah, and we're going to be discussing that today, about the Ma'idah itself. It's a message to the Christians and for them to understand what was the Ma'idah. What was the final supper, the table spread? What did it mean? And who was Isa alayhi salam? Who was Jesus? And we understand what that is. And we'll be going over that, inshallah, today. So I want to start off specifically with a verse of the Quran here that Allah says in Surah Ma'idah, ayah number 100, Allah says, قُلْ يَا لَا قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون. Allah says that the good and evil that we see in this world, they are not equal. Good and evil is not equal. Though we might be amazed by the abundance and all that the evil that is in the world, however, we always need to keep that in mind. And Allah goes on in this ayah, He says, so be mindful of Allah so you might be successful. Be mindful of Allah. That all of this, all of the commandments that we get, all of the halal and haram, that is towards a goal. That is towards a goal of achieving what is good. And we might not understand what is absolutely good and what will provide benefit to our families, to our society, to ourselves. However, Allah is our Lord and Allah knows. Allah knows all things. So these commandments, these rulings that Allah has given us, they are in this light. They are in light of commanding what is good and forbidding what is evil. To implement what is good in our lives and to remove all the filthiness from our lives. And that is what the Quran is teaching us. And that is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us through the sunnah of his message and through his hadith. The next verses that I want to highlight here today is the verse number 104 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ قَالُوا حَسْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. That when you say to them, when it is said to them, to the disbelievers, follow Allah and His Messenger, follow Islam, they'll say, you know, that's okay. That's not what my ancestors did. That's not what my parents did. That's not what my grandparents did. So I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. I'll just go with what they followed. They were fine by themselves. And they didn't need to follow this message in order to be successful. Rather, what we have to understand is that Allah goes into the next verse and He explains this. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadurukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. That Allah says that you are responsible for yourself. You are responsible for yourself. Nobody else can harm you. It, whether they believe, whether your ancestors or your friends, whether they believe or not, that will not hurt your own iman. What you are responsible for is your own iman. And so believe and do righteous deeds. And Allah says, إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Everybody will be coming back to Him. Everybody will be coming back to Allah on that day. After we pass on the Day of Judgment, everybody will be brought back in front of Allah and we will be told and we will be informed of what we used to do. The verses go on and I'm going to skip forward to the last section of the surah, of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Here we see that Allah talks about Isa, about Jesus. About Jesus Christ, about our prophet Jesus, our prophet Isa. And he explains clearly what was his message and what did he stand for. And Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بِنَ مَرْيَمُ اُذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. Allah will say, Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, remember what I did for you and your mother, how I helped you, and how I gave you the ability to talk when you were young, how I gave you the ability when you were just an infant I gave you the ability to talk. And that was one of the miracles of Isa alayhi salam. إِذَا عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةِ, that I gave you the book, talking about the Injil, and I gave you wisdom and I gave you knowledge. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي, and how you took a bird, how you took clay and you molded it together and you formed it into a bird, and then you blew into the bird and it came to life. And Allah keeps saying, bi-idhni, bi-idhni, by my permission, by my will, that this happened, that this came to life, this clay bird came to life by Allah's hand. وَإِذْ بِإِذْنِي وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي, and you cured the blind and the lepers by my will. This was not your own doing. You did not do this by yourself. وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي, when you revived the dead, when you resurrected someone who was already dead, you brought them back to life. And Allah says, بِإِذْنِي, everything goes back to Allah. Everything always goes back to Allah. وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ إِذْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, and all of these people, the people that rejected you at this time, they said that this was all magic. It was all pure, clear magic, because you did all of these miracles by Allah's decree alone. And this is how we have to understand that everything happens by Allah's decree. And Allah goes on with the story, talking about what happened during the time of Isa alayhi salam. And he says, وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي فَقَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ, that Allah says that Allah inspired to these Hawariyun, the disciples of Isa, the disciples of Jesus. And he said, believe in me and believe in my messenger. And they said, absolutely, we believe and we bear witness that, and we fully submit to Allah alone as our God. Allah alone as our God. إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, that the Hawariyun at this point, they go to Isa alayhi salam. They had belief in their hearts. However, they asked Isa, they wanted to be able to get a higher level of belief. They wanted to be able to see for themselves that this prophet is true. And so they asked Isa alayhi salam, can you pray to Allah that he sends us down some food, a table spread, ma'idatan min as-sama, that Allah sends from the sky, he sends down a meal, this last meal, so that they can witness firsthand, they know that the prophet Jesus is in fact a prophet of God. So Isa alayhi salam, he responds, قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. Okay. So Jesus and Isa, he responds back to them and says, do you not believe? And they say, absolutely, we believe. However, we want to be able to witness this firsthand. So Isa raises his hands and he calls on Allah. Oh Allah, send this down on us. Send us this ma'ida, this table spread. And let them be witnesses to your lordship. Let these disciples be witnesses that you are indeed their Lord and you are indeed true and I am his prophet. قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين. That Allah then goes on to say that indeed I will send it down. I will send down this very tablespread. I will send down this very food. However, if any of you deny after this, you have seen with your own eyes, you have witnessed with your own eyes the miracles of Allah. And if you reject after this, then there is no returning back anymore. And that is the case of the sunnah of Allah, that whenever Allah's message comes and the people witness it directly, then at that point there is no more. There is no more repentance, whether it is belief or disbelief. That's all the choices there are. At the end of Surah Ma'idah, Allah goes on to wrap up the surah and He addresses Isa, and He addresses what will happen on the Day of Judgment. That Isa will be asked, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Are you the one, Isa عليه السلام, may Allah's peace and prayers be on Isa عليه السلام, on Jesus, that he asks at that point, Allah asks him, are you the one who said to take yourself and your mother, Maryam عليه السلام, did you say to them to take the two of you as gods besides Allah? And Isa responds, Subhanak. Allah is witnessing this. Allah is quoting this in the Quran. So we realize what will happen on the Day of Judgment. Isa will say, Subhanak. Ma yakunu li an aqula ma laysa li bihaq. That glory be to you, Ya Allah. Subhanallah. How could I ever say anything like that? How could I ever make up something so atrocious that I had no right to say whatsoever? And this will happen on the Day of Judgment, and Allah will witness this, and we will witness this as humans as well. And Allah wraps up the surah. He says, قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدِقُهُمْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That Allah will say, this is the day when those that were faithful will benefit and they will be rewarded for their faithfulness, for their faith, for their belief. They will have reward and they will achieve and they will reach Jannah for what they did in this life, for their belief and their action that they followed in this world. And Allah says, radiyallahu anhum, Allah will be pleased with them. Waradu'an. How amazing. Allah says that they will also be pleased with Him. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the great success. This is what we all strive to achieve. This is what we want in the hereafter. This is the success that we strive for. And Allah says finally in the last verse, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. That Allah belongs everything in the heavens and the earth and everything inside. Everything belongs to Allah. And Allah is in control of all things. He is the most capable of everything. So that concludes Surah Ma'idah. I'd like to continue with the juz here and go on to Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am. Surah Al-An'am is, as I said, Surah Ma'idah was Madani, meaning that it was revealed in Medina. Now the next Surah, Surah Al-An'am, is actually Makki. It was revealed in Mecca. And many of the scholars of tafsir, the scholars of the explanation of the Quran, what they mention here is that this surah was revealed in the year of Hudaybiyah. And for those of us that are aware of the events of Hudaybiyah, this was the time when the Muslims had hit a low point. The Sahaba, they felt low because they felt defeated. they felt defeated in Hudaybiyah. They had to make a treaty when they had marched to make Hajj, right? When they had marched to make pilgrimage around the Kaaba, at this point they were stopped. They were saying, you're not allowed to. And so what they had to do was they had to go back to Medina. And at this point, we see that this surah was revealed. And the surah was revealed, and the beginning of it, Allah talks about shirk. And he refutes shirk. And he invites to tawheed, addressing the mushrikeen, those people that pushed away the Muslims. Right? Then he goes on to talk about the hereafter, what we will be seeing in the hereafter. And he admonishes very strictly regarding the fire and the Jahannam and what disbelief will lead to. And we see that in this Quran, in this surah. Afterwards, Allah talks about the prophethood. He talks about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he talks about Ibrahim, and then he talks about all the other prophets, and that's what we're going to cover right now as we look at these verses. So Allah starts off the ayat of the Quran, of this surah, of Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, Alhamdulillahi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur thumma alladhina kafaru bi rabbihim ya'dilun. That Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Do we not reflect on that? Allah is the one who was the originator. He was the creator of all of these things. Yet we don't realize that. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Allah gave us light and dark. Allah gave us darkness. Allah gave us day and night. It's from Allah's benefit. The benefit that Allah has provided to us as humans. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. Then those that disbelieve, they try to make other beings, other things equivalent to Allah. How can anything be equivalent to what Allah has done? هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن طِينٍ ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا وَأَجَلٌ مُّسَمًّى عِندَهُ ثُمَّ أَنتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ. That He is the one who created you from nothing, from clay. He is the one who created you from nothing, then appointed a term to you that you will have a lifespan. And then He specified a time when you will come back to be resurrected to Allah. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ. And still, yet you doubt. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. Subhanallah. Allah says here that He knows and He is aware of whatever is in the heavens and the earth. He is aware of all things that are concealed and all things that are revealed. He knows everything that we do. So what should we do? We should follow what He says, and we should follow what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided us to. And so I want to jump ahead a little bit to the seventh verse of An'am, Surah Al-An'am here. And He addresses these disbelievers, and He addresses many of the claims that these disbelievers had during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also many disbelievers, non-Muslims, have today. And He says, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. That Allah says, had we revealed this book, had we sent this down in writing, that everything was just written out for us. All of our commandments, they were written down, and we saw it come down from the sky. And we could touch it with our hands, to the point that we could actually hold it, then those that did not believe, they would still reject. No, it's all magic. It's all an illusion. It's all made up. And Allah goes on to say, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ. And they said, some of these disbelievers, they claimed, why is it that an angel doesn't just come down to us and then He tells us to believe directly? And Allah addresses this directly, and Allah says, if they had if I had sent an angel, you would have no choice anymore. There would be no chance for belief or disbelief. There would be no respite. There would be no wait. Either you believe at that time or it's done. And Allah goes on to say, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. And if they ask for someone, I would have sent down a man, a human being. And they would have gotten even more confused and they would not have realized what to do. And so we see our message that comes, it must come through our prophet. Because this is our best method. This is our best way of understanding what the deen is, of understanding what Allah has to say through our messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, the final point I'd like to make here is regarding the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would grieve him so much that these people would not believe. And Allah goes on in the 33rd verse of this surah, Allah says, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. That what they say to you, I know, Allah is saying this, that what they say to you grieves you significantly. We know that what they say to you grieves you significantly. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجَحَدُونَ. Allah goes on to say here that they are not rejecting you, is Allah's signs that they are rejecting. And Allah is easing the burden on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was very affected by the constant denial of the mushrikun, of those that disbelieved at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That at that time when there were so few Muslims, and it was what seemed like the world against the Muslims, and the Allah here is supporting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah goes on into the next verse, in verse number 42, Allah says, وَلَقَدَ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون. That Allah says here that he put difficulty and adversity in the paths of the human beings. That the difficulty and the hardship that we go through in this world is essential so that we can be humbled. So that Allah humbles us. And so we reflect on this difficulty and we humble ourselves and turn back to Him. And we turn back to salah. And we turn back to dua. And we turn back to raising our hands to Allah. However, what ends up happening, instead of us being humbled by our travesty, our hearts harden. Our hearts become tough. And we turn away even more from our salah. And we turn away even more from our dua and from our remembrance of Allah. Instead of what we should be doing, we should be turning to Him and asking Allah for help. And we should be humbling ourselves. Instead, we further fall into the depths of our denial, of our rejection. And so Allah goes on, and I'd like to conclude with this item that Allah mentions in ayah number 84 in Surah An'am. Allah says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا وَنُوحًا هَدَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That there is a tradition of prophethood. just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the difficulty that he went through. Similarly, Allah actually goes on to talk about Ibrahim and the difficulty he went through with his people. And now Allah is bringing forward all of the prophets. So many names of other prophets that were sent and they were rejected. That Allah sent Ishaq and Ya'qub and Nuh and Dawood and Sulaiman and Ayyub and Yusuf and Musa and Harun. We have a tradition here of prophethood that each prophet comes with this message and they give the message to the people and the message needs to be received and followed up until the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah goes on, وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَا وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسِ كُلٌّ مِّنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُسَ وَالْلُوطَى وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَمِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَاجْتَبَيْنَاهُمْ وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That Allah mentions the other prophets. Allah mentions Zakariya and Yahya. And he mentions Isa and in Ilyas. And he mentions Ismail and Yasa'a and Yunus and Lut. And he says here that many of these people, other than these prophets, have been preferred over others. We have these individuals over time that have been preferred and they've been given a message to deliver to the people. And Allah says, أولئك الذين آتيناهم الكتاب والحكم والنبوة فإن يكفر بها هؤلاء فقد وكلنا بها قوما ليسوا بها بكافرين أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن هو إلا ذكرى للعالمين. That Allah says that these were the ones who were given books and scriptures, wisdom and prophethood. And if these people, these disbelievers, they still don't believe in them, then we have entrusted this message on those that believe. We have entrusted this message on those that will never disbelieve in it. Talking about those that stay strong on the message. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. These are the people that are rightly guided by Allah. So follow their guidance. Follow the guidance of the prophets. Similarly, as we talked about all of the prophets through time, we talked about Isa as well, similarly as a prophet. And we talked about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to follow his guidance as well. That's why he was sent. That's why he was sent. And say, Allah says to the prophets, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I'm not asking for any money. I'm not asking for any payment for this message, for this book, for this guidance that I've provided you. I have not asked for anything in return. And Allah reminds us of this message that we must follow. So I'd like to conclude here just to remind you all that alhamdulillah we have this opportunity with Qalam to offer our programs on a daily basis, and we have a full seminary that we run as well. All of our instructors here who have been providing these messages, they also teach at the seminary, and it's important to support this seminary because this gives us the opportunity to provide more programs like these, and also to support the students that are studying at the seminary. Alhamdulillah, we have many students there that benefit from the other instructors that we have here at Qalam. And so this money will go directly to the institute, and the institution will be able to help provide more programs and more learning to the students that we have. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khair. Thank you all for joining me today. And inshallah, I hope you guys join us again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.